The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is Pandemic 2020, an AM 970 The Answer special report with your host, Joe Piscopo, brought to you by Balance of Nature, helping your body heal itself.
This week, it's going to get bad.
Well, we've never had a threat like this, and the coordinated response has been, there are a number of adjectives to describe it. Impressive, I think, is one of them.
Stay on top of this fast-breaking story. What's going on with work, travel, medical, food, real estate, exercise? Get the latest breaking news right here with your host, Joe Piscopo.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us. It is 5 minutes after 9 o'clock. You can call us up. We'd love to hear from you. Any question that you have for Jonathan Bell, labor and employment attorney and founder of the Bell Law Group, 877-970-2999, 877-970-2999. Jonathan, welcome back to the program. How you doing, man? How's everything going?
Everything's going okay, Joe. Thanks for having me on again. I got to tell you, I'm a little bit fired up about these numbers and this bailout money going to big corporations with no strings attached. I got to be honest. I can't believe, as I'm reading this, what's going to be out there and not helping, you know, the American people and just bailing out these big businesses.
Yeah, thank you for saying that. Apparently another 2.5 million people are filing for unemployment this week, John. So do the states have the infrastructure to handle all of these unemployment claims all at once? Can we start there, Jonathan?
Infrastructure, definitely not. Money, definitely not, right? They're not getting these bailouts from the federal government. They really got nothing from the last stimulus package. So as you know, the numbers came out on Friday, 20 million job losses since mid-March. Unemployment rate is up to 14.7%, and they're saying it's really 20% because those numbers were taken mid-April, not towards the end of the month. And just by comparison, in the beginning of March, the unemployment rate was 4.4%. So we're reaching levels almost of the Great Depression, which was at 25%. So this is the issue, Joe, the way that I see it. When the government gave these PPP loans to small businesses, And this Main Street program to mid-sized businesses, there were limits. They were saying, hey, you have to have employee renewal. It's our money, and we're giving it to you or loaning it to you. But you have to have employee retention, and there's limits on executive compensation. You can't just keep the money for yourself. But now these large corporations that are publicly traded firms are getting a bailout of $500 billion, no strings attached. No limit on distributions to their executives, no limits on distributions to shareholders, and they're not even required to retain workers. How is that fair, and how is that helping people get off unemployment?
Yeah, and I thought maybe the government, the U.S. government, would take a piece, not to be socialist here, but would take a piece of the company. Didn't they talk about that for a while? If they're going to bail out the airlines, for example, that maybe the government can own part of the airlines? I mean, what happened there, did you hear, Jonathan?
Yeah, well, for this particular program, what they're doing is they're selling bonds, so they will get the money paid back with some low interest, but, you know, very favorable to them. So that's why Cuomo said, listen, I'm proposing something called Americans First Law, that if we're going to be giving this big businesses money, they have to hire back pre-pandemic workers, because these big companies are already talking about layoffs and thinning out the workforce. So can you imagine they're getting this money, they're firing people, and then who's paying the unemployment for these people? The taxpayers. The burden's put on us, while they could go and take whatever money they want.
Yeah. Now, this new bill, apparently, and I don't know this for a fact, but Governor Cuomo asked for it, and all the a lot of these Democratic governors are looking for bailouts because they've been in such horrendous debt even before the pandemic. So it's interesting to see. I know Pelosi put that in the bill that's going on now. Now it goes to the Senate, and it looks to have been stalled there. But that's something – And I'm torn because, you know, the states need the bailout, right, Jonathan? The states need the bailout. But, I mean, to what degree, I think, is the question here.
Right. In this situation, the states definitely need the bailout. I imagine the next stimulus package will have something for the states because the last stimulus package had nothing for the states. And they're going through a significant burden in paying for unemployment for everybody and all the other public services. They're already talking about it. The fact that they don't get the bailout, they're going to be cutting their budget by 20%, and it's going to affect, you know, schools and all those necessary items that we need that the government supports.
Yeah. Jonathan Bell with Joe on the radio. I'm reading here from the NJ.com. The headline, New Jersey failed to fix unemployment system for 19 years, records show. And now Governor Murphy is pleading patience. Any advice for people who are finding themselves filing for unemployment for the first time, Jonathan?
Yeah, just patience and persistence. I know but you've been hearing that all along. I have been hearing from a lot of my friends or previous clients saying that some of them are saying that they got it. Some are saying that they haven't, but they know people that have. So it's coming through slowly, but it is coming through. I mean, there's so many people on unemployment right now. They're saying one of five individuals lost their job in the country, and the numbers are just astronomical. The leisure and hospitality industry alone lost 7.6 million jobs. 7.6 million. Just to put that in perspective, like retail, which also took a hit, is at 2.1 million, right? So they got creamed. And what really worries me, Joe, is the fact that now that we're starting to talk about opening up the economy and coming back to work, could you imagine if there's a second wave? If there's a second wave, it's going to be terrible. And on top of that, you know, these restaurant workers and owners who are looking forward to finally opening up after some time, they have to worry about the consumer response to the pandemic. Even if they're open and allowed to be open, there's a lot of consumers who either, number one, they don't want to spend the money, or number two, they're going to be very worried about their health. So I like to keep things very positive. I'm a very positive person, but I'm certainly concerned about what's going on.
Well, and what about people who are independent contractors, Jonathan? We talked about this before, or have jobs like Uber drivers or personal trainers. What options do they have?
Well, fortunately, due to the pandemic, there's greater eligibility for unemployment. So they technically can file for unemployment. They technically get some pay, the extra $600 a week that goes up in July 31st. They've extended the time for unemployment as far as for how long you could collect it by 13 weeks in addition to what the state allows for them. So there are some options. There's also the PPP loans that independent contractors could get if they're trying to maintain their business, because if they go to unemployment, you're basically saying, hey, I'm shut down. I have nothing coming in. So there are some things, but the issue is, like you stated initially, what good is unemployment is if you apply and you're not getting the benefit because of the infrastructure.
Yeah. And so you know what I worry about, too, and Jonathan Bell, you know this. We're talking with Jonathan Bell, labor and employment attorney, founder of the Bell Law Group, 877-970-2999. Jonathan, what worries me, too, is I'm thinking that the companies are looking to streamline now. Wow, look at this opportunity. So they're going to whack jobs left and right. So if that happens to somebody, what advice would you give them? And I know, and where can we find you, Jonathan, in that regard?
Yeah, so listen, employers generally have the right to lay people off, just like somebody is, you know, we're all employees at will. We could quit.
Yeah.
But that's why I love these government programs for the small businesses and medium-sized businesses that are saying, if we give you money, keep your workforce. That's a condition. We want people off unemployment. How could they not do that for the large corporations, Joe? It's mind-boggling. You know, we're going, didn't we learn our lessons from the 2009 recession? These bankers were making money hand over fist with these scheme-type mortgages. Then people lost their homes. Then the bankers got these nice bailouts for a nice soft landing with a parachute. It's just, it's mind-blowing. I know I keep on going back to it, but it's like, I can't get over it. I just can't.
Yeah, isn't that something? Hey, do furloughed workers, do they get to stay on their company's health insurance plan? Do we know that, Jonathan?
Yes, we do know that. That's totally up to the employer. So the employer has the option to say, listen, I'll pay my share if you could pay your share and you could continue with it. Or a really generous employer could say, you know what, I'll pay the entire amount. And then when you come back, the employer has two options. They could try to collect that amount over time back, or they could just forgive it. And then the third option is, you know, listen, some of these employers are totally cash-strapped, right? Like the restaurant workers, the gym owners, the tattoo parlors. They might say, listen, I'm sorry, I can't afford to do this, but I'll give you the option to go on COBRA, but COBRA is very difficult. So it's really the employer's option. Hopefully, if they could afford to pay, they will pay and do the right thing, but they're not required to.
And now we're starting to see states reopen slowly, including parts of New York. So what should workers do if they don't feel safe returning to work? You know, what if the employee goes, hey, the employer says, come on back, and you're going to feel uncomfortable there, man. What rights do the workers have in that regard?
So the protections aren't great, okay? There are certain OSHA regulations that say that if you're in imminent danger, then you don't have to go to work and you have rights. Or let's say it doesn't rise to that level, which most claims won't rise to that level. Let's say you work and you interact with people as a consumer, right? So what you could do is go to, you know, you'd ask your employer, can I wear a mask? Can I wear gloves? If they say no, you could actually go and speak with a doctor if you have some type of disability, anxiety because of this. You might ask for some type of reasonable accommodation, saying, okay, you know, you have to wear a mask and gloves. It makes you feel better or whatever it might, work from home, whatever it might be in the form of an ADA accommodation. Outside of that, you really don't have rights. If you don't want to go in and your employer is requiring you to go in and the employer is following the law because things are open now, you could be fired, you could quit, but that's basically the sum and substance of what your rights are in that situation. I'm getting a ton of those calls. That's a great question.
Well, you know, and what about, workers who have been classified as particularly vulnerable to the coronavirus? What special protections, like a teacher when the president says, and rightly so, we'll go back to school, but, you know, if you're 60 years old and you're a teacher, so here's somebody just coming on to retirement, and now do they go back to the school and do they risk? I mean, what rights do they have if they are, you know, vulnerable to the coronavirus, older? What rights would they have? Any special protections that the government put in play there, Jonathan?
You know, it's a case-by-case basis, Joe, but the reality is they probably don't have the best rights. And the reality is that a teacher is a good example of somebody who's going to be in trouble in a situation like that. However, in like an office setting or something else, again, going to your doctor, getting some notes saying that you have a disability, and you're requesting an accommodation, that's the way to go. But as far as a teacher goes, where there has to be interaction, you have to be in a classroom, it's going to be a tough situation. Now, mind you, Joe, there's the law of what the employers are required to do. But listen, there's a lot of employers that are really good people. Right. It's not all about profits and everything. So communicate with your employer. Tell them what you're concerned about and see if you can work it out outside of the law. Not everything requires a lawyer.
Yeah, that's great advice. That is great advice. 877-970-2999. Jonathan Bell, labor and employment attorney, walking us through all this mess. Oh, my gosh. Schools are closed. May not reopen in September. So what are workers supposed to do in terms of child care? Jonathan, are you hearing about that a lot?
Yeah, so there are some programs. There's the new extended FMLA, where it's a federal program, and basically if you have to stay home because of your child, your employer has to pay you. Essentially, it's 12 weeks. Technically, the first 2 weeks are unpaid, but you can get it paid through the Federal Paid Sick Leave Act. So you get 2 weeks paid through the Federal Paid Sick Leave Act, and then 10 weeks of paid leave, but that's at two-thirds your salary. Okay, and that's up to $200 a day with an aggregate of $20,000. That's option number one. Option number two is you're allowed to file for unemployment in that situation. So if you're fired or you can't work or if you otherwise can work, but for the fact that you have a child home you have to take care of, that's something that's now accepted under the eligibility for unemployment.
God, you are good, man. And you know what I'm thinking too, Jonathan Bell, is if you've had the coronavirus and then you go back to work, you're going to have a stigma about you. I'm telling you, people are going to say, oh, they had the virus. So now that person's going to need rights too. So all these questions, sure. let me, Let me grab James if I can in Brooklyn. And I know we got to let you go, Jonathan. We appreciate your time. James, do you have a question for Jonathan Bell?
This talk about 20% unemployment, millions and millions of people there. I'm wondering if this is like the language of technocracy. We used to live in a suave technocracy. I think the zenith period was the 1960s, the 1970s, and it goes back to like the early 20th century. The Great Depression sort of got the language of technocracy going. But if you went back to the 19th century, I'm thinking the agricultural workforce, the agricultural laborers, would they have possibly been counted as unemployed in modern conditions? And aren't we sort of like thrown back upon our own resources, sort of like the Irish during the famine? I mean, basically, at least they had land. They could grow potatoes. They could scrape a living and get by, you know? It's like...
Yeah. Yeah, James, thanks. You know what? The point is, though, it is. It's an individual basis, and we do have our own resources. But, Jonathan, we got to go. You're great. You will answer these questions and give us your number. Give us a place to call. Because if you're going through what James is talking about there, and you don't, I wouldn't even know where to begin. But you got Jonathan Bell right here, kind enough to join us. Where can we find you, Jonathan, if we do have these questions?
Very, very easy number, 855-JOHN-BELL, J-O-N-D-E-L-L. Follow my Facebook or LinkedIn page. I always give a ton of free advice. Thanks, yeah. Joe. You're the best for having me on. And a definitely big hello to my good friend, Frank Morano.
There you go. Jonathan Bell, thank you. Labor and employment attorney, founder of Bell Law Group. Jonathan Bell, because every case is individual. Every single case, you know, is different. Hey, Pandemic 2020 has been sponsored by Balance of Nature, helping your body help itself. Debbie's out there on the roads at 921 right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, good morning, Joe. I see some volume on the westbound side of the Cross Bronx out past the Alexander Hamilton Bridge, getting in toward the outbound side of the GWB. The outbound GWB upper level construction going on till 3, lower level construction going on till 2:30. The outbound Lincoln Tunnel Center 2 block with ongoing road work, and taking it over to the Holland Tunnel, it's outbound. We see police department activity just being cleared. Let's see what's happening as you head out to the Deegan northbound at Willis Ave. It's an accident. One lane remains blocked over there. It's kind of busy on 95 in Norwalk. 95 northbound exit 15 through 16 in Norwalk. They're doing construction until about 4 this afternoon. The traffic is moving pretty slowly through that area. The New Jersey Turnpike northbound car lanes at 11. An accident there just cleared out of the way. And over on 46 in Little Falls, eastbound getting out toward Browertown Road. Ongoing road work there as well. Sunny today, high of 66. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Balance of Nature. You know what's great about Balance of Nature? When you call 800-246-8751, you can get your own, you have access to your own health coach. Isn't this great, though? No additional charge, because the Howard family from Balance of Nature want you to live a healthy life. You can call your personal health coach and discuss any questions and concerns you may have. This is a tremendous service from the Howard family to your family. And Balance of Nature is also offering free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. And this is what you need, Balance of Nature. Remember, the best defense against any virus is your own strong immune system. And now you'll have your health coach to tell you, well, what's your lifestyle? What are you doing? What are you eating? How are you doing? No one talks about it except Balance of Nature, how to build up your immune system. And that will offset any virus or cold or scratchy throat or you know, lack of mental clarity or energy. You want to at least try Balance of Nature. Would you call, please? 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code, The Answer.
Eric Metaxas believes if we don't exercise our rights, we lose them.
As you know, if you listen to this program regularly, I keep saying that we, the people, we have to understand our rights. We have to understand what free speech is. We have to understand what a religious liberty is. Because if we don't, these things will just subtly go away. Slowly, they evaporate. We have to keep the republic. We really have to take an active role in this.
The Eric Metaxas Show, weeknights at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
We're Diamond and Silk, and we have a new book coming out called Uprising:
The Awakening of Diamond and Silk.
No one we grew up with could have dreamed of what we have been able to accomplish.
Our mother was born in poverty to sharecroppers. She was living the American nightmare.
So for us, the American dream meant not only the freedom to find love and follow our faith. Freedom meant not letting anyone else define who we are, what we can do, or who we should vote for.
In Uprising, we talk about the world we grew up in and what led us to rebel against that world.
And how rebellion led us to speak out on politics and reach millions of viewers, and how you can reach others too. You've seen us.
And you've heard us.
Now read all about us in Uprising.
Uprising by Diamond and Silk, coming August 18th. Pre-order at Amazon or wherever books are sold.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at AM970TheAnswer.com. This pandemic has been tough on all of us.
What is America to me?
It's put a strain on our health, our psychological well-being, our finances, our families. But you know, it's also brought out some of the best in people. We've seen countless examples of businesses and individuals going above and beyond the call of duty to selflessly help their neighbors. So throughout this crisis, we're highlighting a New Yorker who has gone above and beyond right here on the Joe Piscopo Show. Here's another everyday hero.
Nancy Bailey, a corporate source supervisor at Manhattan VA Medical Center, is our everyday hero today. Hey, Nancy, welcome to the show. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. Thank you.
Nancy, so tell us about the Manhattan VA Medical Center. That's huge, right in Manhattan. Where are you guys? I should know where you guys are in New York.
Yes, we're here in Lower Manhattan on 23rd and 1st Avenue.
Right. I go by it. Yeah, like that. Tell us what is, first of all, the corporate source? What is that? It's a nonprofit organization.
Yes, it is. And well, basically, we help and give people jobs with people with learning disabilities, and we provide different services to the federal agencies that's here in Jersey, in Manhattan, Puerto Rico, as well as the United States Virgin Islands.
Wow. And tell us what you've been doing at the Manhattan VA Medical Center.
Okay, well, we are what we usually call the heart of the hospital. We're the switchboard. So when you call into the hospital, you get the operator, and we assist you. When you're looking for a lot of patients, family members calling to find out how they're doing, and things like that. So we do assist.
And people call in panic, right, Nancy? I mean, they must be so panicked they don't know. They're looking for answers. And you got to be like kind of a psychologist, yes?
Yes, well, you know, it's what you do is you remain calm and you let them know that you're here with them and you're going to do your best to help them, get to their family members and let them know that, the patient is okay.
Yeah.
And we transfer the calls.
Yeah, because it's interesting. We had a gentleman on, too. He did the same thing. He was a 911 kind of a dispatcher, and you don't realize how hard it is for that what you have to deal with, people calling in panic, people calling with crisis. Is there anything that has surprised you throughout this crisis?
Well, basically, this is not the first time that we've had a crisis occur. And being at the switchboard, we do what we're supposed to do. And we're always willing to go above and beyond.
Yeah. Give us an idea of some of the challenges that veterans are facing, Nancy.
Oh, well, of course, right now, when they're trying to reach their doctors, a lot of the patients is being seen like speaking to their doctors over the phone because we're trying to limit being so that what we're going through with the coronavirus, limit patients coming in, you know, to the health, for the health and the safety of the patients as well as the people that the staff that's working. You know, so we try to limit a lot of traffic in and out of the facility.
And it must break your heart, Nancy. You get a call and someone can't find their loved ones and they're trying to find the loved ones. And then you got to track them down. Keep that person calm. And this is like, has it slowed down, if I may ask, Nancy? It's been slowed down because we went through the peak. Is it slowing down a little bit now?
Well, as far as what I know, we still have, patients here that's, that's hospitalized due to the coronavirus, but, you know, they got great people working with them, so, and working on them, you know. So, you know, it's a family situation. Everyone is in here trying to do the best that they can to assist and do whatever it is that needs to be done for the veterans.
God bless you for doing that. Nancy Bailey's a corporate source supervisor at Manhattan VA Medical Center. Nancy, thanks for stepping up. Girl, I know it's a crazy, crazy time. We appreciate you being there. And thanks for the great work you're doing for the veterans at the VA Medical Center and at corporate source. Thanks, Nancy. All the very best. Stay safe, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And you as well.
Okay, thanks. Nancy Bailey right there, the corporate source supervisor at Manhattan VA Medical Center. Everybody doing their part, you know, during this pandemic. God bless them all. Hey, 9:31 with Joe on the radio. Brian Kilmeade is going to join us when we come back. Let's go to Big Al Glatulo. He has the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
55 degrees at 9:32. I'm Al Glatulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The stock market is open. It's down about 0.75%, about 176 points. In early trading. The NYIAC Farmers Market is open today, but with safety protocols in place. Customers will be asked to wear a mask and to pre-order and prepay online if they can. The market will still have the same hours of 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., but there will be a reduced list of vendors to ensure social distancing. Anyone who arrives without a mask will be given one, courtesy of NYIAC mask makers. And New York City and Company wants to get tourists back, and it's forming a coalition to work on how best to do it once New York reopens following the pandemic. The city's marketing organization is bringing together prominent business and entertainment leaders. They include Broadway actor Lin-Manuel Miranda and restaurateur Danny Meyer of Shake Shack. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Alternate side parking rules suspended. Metered parking rules remain in effect. Watch for some slowdowns on the Deegan northbound getting up toward Willis Avenue. It's an accident. Several cars involved in that one, so expect delays. It's busy on the Cross Bronx westbound getting to the outbound side of the GWB. Outbound upper and lower level construction going on until around 2:30 and 3 o'clock this afternoon. Sunrise Highway westbound over by Straight Path. An accident just being cleared. And traffic is moving a little bit slowly on the New Jersey Turnpike. The car lanes north getting up toward exit 13. The truck lanes are blocked 8A up through 14 with construction until noon today. Let's see what's happening here on 18 northbound at Arthur Street into East Brunswick. That's an accident over there as well. And over on the Hutch north at Wilmont Road into Scarsdale, a truck hit the bridge over there. Sunny today, high of 66. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
State Farm is announcing the Good Neighbor Relief Program.
We're returning $2 billion to our auto policyholders through May 31st.
Because now, more than ever, being a good neighbor means everything. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Empire State Bank. I love telling you about Empire State Bank. You know why? They're a local bank. They're a community bank. They take care of you kind of bank. You know, you hear me mention about Phil Guarneri. And it's interesting when I'm on the radio here and then you get a salesperson, like in this case, Frankie V, our guy, does such a great job for us at the station, you know. And he goes, hey, Joe, I want you to meet this guy, Phil Guarneri. Where is he from? Empire State Bank. Okay. Then we go out to dinner and I meet them because it's not just like advertising. It's like family. And then I saw all the good work that Phil does. And then Phil says to me, Phil Guarneri at Empire State Bank, hey, Joe, we want you to go. We're opening this bank. You want to drop by? And I'm going, yeah, we're all in this family. Let's go out and welcome the folks who are opening the bank. And it was like an Italian community in Brooklyn, but it was a Chinese bank that was opening, and it was great. And I went down. I actually sang a couple songs. It's all community like I've never seen. And at this time, it's the most important thing to do. And now, when everybody doesn't know what to do, where are they going to get their money, Phil stepped up, and Empire State Bank stepped up in this national emergency like nobody I've ever seen. Getting one loan, the next loan. They haven't had any rest over there. They're busier than ever over there. Empire State Bank. So any questions you have, you can just get to ESBNA.com. That's where you'll find all the information. ESBNA.com. And if you need business guidance, Empire State Bank, they have knowledgeable, friendly business relationship managers. It really is. It's on a first name basis. And they'll be able to connect with you electronically because of the social distancing, you know, and conduct your business and keeping you safe. And then when we get out, and we're allowed to get out of prison, we go to Staten Island, Empire State Bank on Staten Island, Brooklyn, and the lower Hudson Valley. Can't tell you enough about Empire State Bank. Proud to tell you about Empire State Bank and Phil and Tom and Esmeralda and Jeannie and the great team at Empire State Bank. Visit, please, ESBNA.com. Empire State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Numbers most important for prostate cancer treatment. 1, excellent results. 2, avoiding robotic surgery. 3, maintaining sexual function. 4, keeping urinary control. 5, avoiding robotic surgery's penis shortening. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Our goals of prostate cancer treatment for you. I'm Dr. Lederman. Men with prostate cancer wish great results, avoiding robotic surgery, maintaining sexual and urinary life, and penis integrity. Meet Dr. Lederman to learn more. For free booklet DVD, call 2 and 2 Choices. All outpatient, 1384 Broadway at 38th. Most insurance, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. Call Dr. Lederman, 2 and 2 Choices. Decades of experience treating thousands with prostate cancer. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Results, avoiding robotic surgery, quality of life, penis integrity. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You'll be number one with Dr. Lederman. Call 2 and 2 Choices, 2 and 2 Choices.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa, tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
I can't.
Don't even start. Okay.
Oh, lordy, lordy.
What time is it? 9:37. 23 minutes to go. Don't screw it up here. Please.
I know. It's like on the radio. I was saying, we were saying it's so true about radio. You could do 4 hours of radio, man. And you could do, but if you got 30 seconds to get out of something, you could blow everything.
Our integrity is at stake. Don't screw it up, please.
I want to tell you about Michaels of Brooklyn. Again, I love, you notice it's a family of, I don't even want to call them advertisers because they're family. I'm going to tell you about the Kakache family at Michaels of Brooklyn, Fred and Johnny and Marianne and Michael himself, and that they stepped up during this crisis and are open and are taking orders for pickup. This is one of the 5 best Italian restaurants in the United States of America. It's not, you know, according to the Food Network, it's not like it's just an Italian quote-unquote joint. This is a legendary landmark, Michaels of Brooklyn, Avenue R. Nostrand in Brooklyn, New York. And we will go there when we open up. We're all going to convene at Michael's of Brooklyn, and it's going to be great. In the meantime, they're doing the service for you. They're open and taking orders for pickup, 718-998-7851. Just give them a call, 718-998-7851. 7851. How great is that if you take home Michael's of Brooklyn? Come on. And we want to thank Fred and Johnny and Michael and Marianne and the whole family at Michael's of Brooklyn for doing that. And by the way, as you listen around the country, you know, if you're out in the hinterlands of the metropolitan area, check out Michael's of Brooklyn on your supermarket shelves. And I tell you, and I know, I appreciate your tweets. I know Tony sends pictures of Michael's of Brooklyn. People send me pictures of Michael's of Brooklyn sauce, man, because they know they've got the best. And we want you to get that at your supermarket. In the meantime, if you're around Avenue R. Nostrand, they are taking orders for pickup. 718-998-7851. That's the Kakachi family giving back to you during this crazy, crazy time. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy since 1964.
Dan Proft, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio, screaming through this Thursday, May 14th already. I guess we got about another month of this, right? Memorial Day, and then into June, and then we could ease up a little bit. Oh, my gosh, I'm telling you, I know people are afraid, to get us up and running, but it is time we go back to work, I think. 9:39. Let me go to George Holding. George, good morning. What is on your mind this morning?
What is on my mind is the $5 tip solution. I think we ought to make plans to honor the frontline workers that greet us and help us every day. And the way to do it is to give like $5 tip when someone fills up your gas tank, $5 tips when you go to Dunkin' Donuts, $5 tip at the grocery store, at Home Depot, at Walmart when someone helps you out. This would work because of numbers. There are so many of us, 330 million, and I think people would listen to you and do this, and we could take care of these people all year round.
George, you're the man. Thank you so much for that. See, he knows he's talking to me, Mr. Tip. I am Mr. Tip, and I should tip $5.
Is you tip too much sometimes.
I know. But you know what? I have to tell you, to George's point, when I went to Walmart and I called the general manager, my buddy Jay, and I go in. I went in the back way and walked in, and everything was all safe. And I picked up, something for my mom, and they got it. And now I really felt, do I tip? Now, was the general manager, does he take a tip? Sometimes they don't. I did not. And I felt like I should have. That's a great point. Because on the other hand, when the guy brought the propane to the house, the propane truck pulls up, and I clean the money, put it in a plastic bag, because God forbid we have the virus around, and I tossed a $20 bill to the guy, and I hope that was enough for him. But yeah, that's a good point. Just a little tip here and there. Now, what's happening on the Garden State Parkway was happening before the pandemic. They were waiting for tips because we're one of it's us in Oregon. I think Oregon still, we don't pump our own gas. You have people that can pump the gas for us. In every other state, you got to pump the gas. I've gone to Pennsylvania. I've pulled up to a gas tank, a gas station in Pennsylvania, and sat there for 5 minutes waiting for the person to help me, and no one helps. You got to get out and you got to do it yourself. Now in Jersey, on the Garden State Parkway, you're seeing those people hang around the window a little bit when they pump your gas. It's like, oh. Now, do you tip the attendant there? But during this time, George, it's good. $5, sure, I could live with that. I could, and you're right, because there's going to be enough of it. But usually it's a little more than five, Frankie. But Walmart, and that's another thing I thought of. When I had this kid, when I was at the supermarket, and I was checking out, I really wanted to give the money, and I should have done it. Now I feel guilty. I should have given a tip to the supermarket worker on the way out. Oh, now we will. See, we will get the word out, George. We appreciate it. Hey, 9:42 with Joe on the radio. Brian Kilmeade is going to join us momentarily, which I love that Brian jumps on the air with us, Frankie Feinberg. He's not busy enough. He's not busy. This guy, he's busy than anybody. He's probably, when is his, he has a radio show, right? Is that,
I'm not familiar with that. Never heard of it. Not familiar with it at all. Item, in line with tipping, which people, if they can afford to tip generously, certainly should, and I know that you do. The other thing that I would love our listeners to be aware of is, if everybody listening were to go out and buy a sheet of 20 stamps from the post office, that would raise billions of dollars for the post office and really help us eliminate the need, or at least reduce the need, for a federal bailout. And there's some great stamps out there right now. You got Woodstock, you got John Lennon, Marvin Gaye, 50th anniversary of the moon landing, and that's something that everybody can do that will really help everybody, because if the post office can't continue, then that's it. We're going to be up the creek without a paddle.
Hey, wait, that's interesting. Is this your idea, Frankie? That's
no,
idea,
other
actually.
People have suggested it, but it's one that I have absolutely embraced because this is the men and women of the post office. First of all, they've seen hundreds of people, maybe even thousands of their workers get the coronavirus. They've seen dozens of their workers die. They don't have the option of staying home. They're on the front lines. They're essential. They're getting sick. They're dying. And they're still showing up to work every day to deliver people food, to deliver people medicine, to deliver people mail and correspondence. And they're literally, as everyone's stuck at home, this is everyone's lifeline to the world. And to think that we're having a conversation in this country about whether or not we should save them or not is just beyond me. And this is something we can all do to do our part and go out and buy some stamps.
I love it. I love it. And a little tip here and there for our frontline workers, you know, and yes, the folks in the supermarket, for God's sake, you know. Hey, you know what I want to do? He's a dear friend, longtime friend. Gosh, when he was doing sports and we've known each other and he's been on Fox forever. You see him on Fox and Friends. And then he's on every other show on Fox. And it's Brian Kilmeade. And I see he's calling in now. And you could bring him to the airwaves when we get there, Albert, if you would. Brian Kilmeade, he's got this great book that everybody's talking about, Sam Houston and the Alamo Avengers. And he's not only on the radio, not only on Fox and Friends, not only on every other show after that. And then he goes on the road. He goes on the road and he does book signings. Brian, you are the best, man. Look at it, right on time. You are such a professional. Thanks for calling in. And how are you doing, my friend?
Good. Are we on the air?
We're on the air right now, right there, boy, live and live.
They gave me a minute. Wow, that was the quickest minute. No, I appreciate you coming on. I watched you on television yesterday.
Yeah, oh, it was great, man. I love Sandra. Sandra, how great is Sandra Smith, for crying out loud, and Ed Henry? They're doing a great job. Brian, walk me through your schedule, brother. You're unbelievable. You're unbelievable. You don't stop. So you're doing Fox and Friends, and then you're onto the radio, and then you're doing a book signing somewhere, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, we can't really travel, so everything's different. And, you know, I got the paperback out now just a few months after the hardback for the first time.
Yeah.
We thought it would be a good idea to do in the spring. Actually, I want to deconflict, too, because my daughters play soccer, and I want to be able to watch them in the fall and the election and everything. So, but now I did a virtual book signing the other day, so on Zoom, like everybody else, which is really cool. Bizarre. And now they got us in a station on Long Island. I have a facility in Long Island where I'll just sit in the same area and do 6 hours. I'll do Fox and Friends 6 to 9 and then do 9 to noon. And then, so it's very odd time. I don't know. Do you still go into the studio?
No, they got me bunkered down. I have a little bunker, you know, it's on bunker. It's bomb proof. So they just stick me in the ground somewhere, you know, and just do this show. It's amazing we could do this. But hey, Brian, I want to ask you, when you're doing the remote TV stuff and I see everybody doing the remote hits, is there a camera person that comes in that gives special lighting? Are you socially, is there anybody there, or are you all by yourself when you do that?
My radio producer's here, cuts here in the morning. And then you have the guy who runs the facility helps me out here. So he's, far enough away. And then you just kind of wing it. And I guess for a couple more weeks before we go back into Manhattan, we're just trying to go along with Mayor de Blasio's regulations. But my hope is this thing really picks up pace and those tens of thousands of small business owners who are watching their lives go just be destroyed before their eyes, these gym owners and these deli owners and the guys that own the car washes. And
that's
the daycare centers can get back to their lives.
Yeah, yeah. You know what, Brian? I got to tell you on the air, I know you so long. We've known each other so long. You're doing great, man. You are unbelievable. You're right at the top of your game. And with Steve and Ainsley and everybody, and, you know, Ed Henry's a personal friend, and what Bill Hemmer's doing. God, you got your positive attitude. And everybody that we work with over there at Fox, you're just ripping it up. But tell us about Sam Houston and the Alamo Avengers, because, boy, that's got a great buzz to it.
Yeah, I mean, basically what I want to do is I can't do what Dave McCullough does. I can't do what John Meacham does. Doug Brinkley, they focus on these subjects for 5 years. He does incredible jobs. What I want to do is take the people you know in your history, and I want to bring stories that don't have enough attention to light. So you know about the Alamo, but you know what happened after. And a few months after a total utter devastation where 180 are killed, including the most famous men in America, Davy Crockett, Jim Bowie, William Barrett Travis, killed and really executed. Sam Houston has to put together an army, and he's got to do this horrible thing for Texans. He's got to retreat, and he's got to train his army, retreat, burn towns, and square off with Santa Ana one time. And the result of that would be an incredible victory that would help Texas get its autonomy and then ultimately join America. And my hope is the people of Texas who live this would understand it, that this New Yorker would try to do this story and give it respect. And I think it came out good. So when I added some of the paperback and that Sam Houston's interaction with Lincoln, you know, I find that, Joe, a lot of people aren't patriotic because they don't fully understand our past. They're not teaching it in schools. And when you understand America's past, even though it's not perfect, no one could ever excuse slavery, you understand how exceptional we are.
Yeah. God bless. You are so good, brother. God bless you for saying that. Hey, Brian, I know you're on the clock here, but what aspect of history are you going to focus on next, man?
Well, I was going to avoid it, but now I'm not. And you'll be probably the first one of the first ones to know outside our circle. Okay. We're going to do the president and the freedom fighter. How Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass's unlikely friendship helped win a war and make America a more perfect union. One guy was a slave, fought his way out of it, and then helped rally the North to defeat the South with the aid of Lincoln. And they got to know each other at the end, and they got so close that it was Frederick Douglass who dedicated Lincoln's statue a few years after the war, after his assassination. So I just thought that would be a good thing to bring next.
Yeah. Hey, Brian, you're a Long Island kid, man. You know, and you're a sports guy. You know sports better than anybody. And now you're ripping it up at Fox and writing these books and everything. Where did your patriotism come from? Did you have folks in the military, your family in the military? Where did your patriotism come from, Brian Kilmeade?
I just think it was instilled in me. And as soon as I read our history and understand it, it came to me that was natural. If there was a guy, even though I grew up born in 64, got the tail end of the anti-American movement with Vietnam and Muhammad Ali speaking out against the country, I never got caught up in that. And, you know, my parents were in the military. My dad was in the military. But I just think that we understood the country. And I think, you know, we just want an opportunity as a country to be successful. And I couldn't believe the more you travel, the more you realize other people don't have it. We think everyone has it, but they don't. We just want to be able to compete in comedy that you do. That's raw America. Give me a chance. Give me 7 minutes. Give me a microphone and I'll be better than the next guy or woman. That's America. No guarantees of laughs, but give me the opportunity to get them. That's all we want. We want to get in the game. America gives you that opportunity and I'm forever thankful.
Oh, man, we're thankful for you, Brian Kilmeade. You're a good friend and a great guy, and God bless you. We'll be watching. We'll be reading Sam Houston and the Alamo Avengers. God bless, Brian. We'll see you soon, my friend.
Go get him, Joe. Thank you.
Yes, Brian Kilmeade right there. Always doing such a great job. Great guy. 9:51 with Joe on the radio. There's Debbie on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
And good morning, Joe. Thank you so much. Let's see what's happening. Alternate side parking rules suspended. Metered parking rules remain in effect. The outbound GWB upper and lower levels construction, that's causing volume on the Cross Bronx into the GWB. It's busy on the Deegan North at Willis Ave. An accident involving three vehicles there. And on the Hutch North at Wilmont Road into Scarsdale, a collision there as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
I have my balance of nature here. I've got my balance of nature travel bottle in my radio bag. I take my three fruits, and then I took three earlier before the show, and I'll take some vegetables later. You know why? Because I don't eat enough fruits and vegetables. Boom, just like that. You know, remember Mom always said that? You have to eat your vegetables. Don't forget to eat. How right was Mom? And by the way, with my mom, I have the best vegetables. Well, I have broccoli rabe, you know, with the broccoli rabe with the garlic and the oil. Oh, please, that's the ultimate antioxidant. But unfortunately, especially during this pandemic, I don't get out enough to get the good fruits and vegetables that I have to put into my body to fight the free radicals that attack our bodies every single day. So I take Balance of Nature because it is indeed fruits and vegetables in capsule form, in a vegetarian capsule, a daily dose. I keep telling you this. I keep telling you this so you don't forget it, okay? A daily dose of Balance of Nature capsule. capsules, has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Boom, just like that. And it builds up your immune system. You've got to build up your immune system now more than ever. And now Balance of Nature is offering you free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order of Balance of Nature, right? We want to start your journey to a stronger immune system and overall better health. Here's the number for Balance of Nature. All right, Joe, what is Balance of Nature? Just give a call and you can ask for your health coach. You're going to love Balance of Nature. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com. Please use that discount code we have for you. The answer.
It seems like the whole world is freaking out about the coronavirus. Some people think it's the zombie apocalypse. Some people don't know what to make of it, but just want to blame President Trump. And some people are keeping their heads, avoiding the panic, and going on with their lives. That's the thing about this radio station. All the information you need, without the crazed hysteria. I like it. Keep it here. We'll get you through. AM 970, The Answer.
Have you ever had a legal question about elder law or estate law? Every Thursday night during Kevin McCullough's show, you'll hear from Mike Connors himself of Connors & Sullivan, Attorneys at Law, answering real listener questions. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer. Answer at 11.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Some sunshine today will fade beyond increasing cloudiness with a high of 65. It'll be cloudy and mild tonight with a couple of showers around, low 57. Clouds and some sunshine tomorrow, becoming breezy and warmer, high 82. A shower and strong thunderstorm or two late tomorrow and early tomorrow night can produce hail and damaging winds in the area. And for Saturday, a nice day with clouds and sun, high 76. AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio, 9:55, 5 minutes before Mike Gallagher. You don't want to miss Mike, 10:05 every morning on AM 970, The Answer. Hey, there's Albert on the phone. Let's grab Albert real quick. Good morning, Albert. Don't have much time, but wanted to get you on the air, my friend. How you doing?
Joseph, two quick things. Number one, if they do a bailout with New York City, someone should be able to monitor the spending of de Blasio based on his history. Number two, I'll spend $40 if you're on a stamp, Joseph.
Thank you, baby. We'll do it, Albert. Thank you so much. Joe Piscopo stamp. Well, don't hold your breath. But
Well, no, we don't want you on a stamp, Joe, because one of the prerequisites for being on a stamp is you have to be dead. We do not want you on a stamp.
We already know that you're fat.
I'm ordering some stamps right now. I'm not the biggest golfer in the world, but I do like to, you know, have a cocktail occasionally. So I'm ordering some Arnold Palmer stamps in honor of that great drink, the Arnold Palmer.
Excellent, excellent. You know, I'm looking here on Twitter, and I appreciate you checking out. Here's somebody says that the cops called him because he was working out. Somebody was working out outside. This is an older story, I think. My neighbor just called the cops on my family for, wait for it, weightlifting. They were cleaning and pressing outside their door. People called the police.
What do you mean outside their door? At their home?
They were outside. Outside their home on their property lifting weights because this government lockdown. She's calling the cops. And then there's somebody tweeted this out. This is great. Mostly I'm just tired. Tired of the media trying to scare everyone. Tired of the hyped up stats. Tired of the inaccurate death tolls. Tired of the government taking our freedoms. And I'm tired of being attacked and ridiculed for trying to warn people about all of this being tired. It's true. We got to get through. We got to get out of here, and we will soon enough. And that's why I'm so proud that you listen to the show, so proud to be on this journey with you, because we're going to get through it together. And trust me when I tell you, you know, with age comes wisdom, and Lord knows I have age. And fortunately, with that comes some wisdom and some patience. I know now more than ever that we'll be over this soon enough, and we'll be looking back at it, and the time's going to go like that. And I really think some of us are going to say, can we quarantine again? I kind of like that. So just hang in there. We will get through it. God bless you for the fight and the great American that you are being. And Frankie Five Boroughs, thanks for a great show as always. And Al, love you too, man. Thank you so much. And Debbie, we love you. Now do me a big favor. You go out and make it the great greatest day ever, because I say to you with my heart, we are one nation under God. In God we trust. God bless you. God bless your family. God bless America. And make it a great day, because you deserve
news,
it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
60 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The New York State Liquor Authority has suspended the liquor license of the Bourbon Street of Monroe Bar for staying open amid the coronavirus pandemic. Governor Cuomo signed an executive order back in March which required bars and restaurants to close in-house food service to stop the spread of the virus. Neighbors tipped off police. The bar was letting customers in for drinks. They were given warnings but were caught again defying the governor's orders. The Glen Ridge police will lead a funeral procession through the borough this morning for Officer Charles Roberts. A 43-year-old died Monday of complications related to COVID-19. Police say the popular officer was referred to as the face of the Glen Ridge Police. The 11:45 a.m. service will be streamed on the department's Facebook page. A Queens diner adapting to business during the pandemic by turning its parking lot into a pop-up drive-in theater. Customers of Astoria's Bel Air Diner can have a meal, a movie, and practice social distancing while sitting in their cars. People like the idea. One customer says it gave them something to do. By the way, Dirty Dancing was the movie that was featured. And there might not be a cost of living increase for Social Security payments next year. An estimate from the senior citizens advocacy group Senior Citizens League predicts the increase will be nil because of low inflation. It would keep the average monthly check at $1,460. It would be the first time since 2015 without an increase in benefits. You now know what's going on. Wash your hands, stay inside. If you're out, wear a mask. Practice social distancing. Have a great day, everyone. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.